Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When the worst accident happens, a field guide for understanding how to respond restoratively to a crisis that happens in your organization. You can get this book anywhere you buy books. It's available now on Amazon, and it's Todd Conklin, that's me, his newest approach to understanding failure. I didn't write this book because of the pandemic, but it certainly fits the conditions we're in now. Give it a read. Buy one now.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM. It begins in Orlando, Florida, and travels steadily to the west, beaming across North America and planet Earth,
and into your head.
The world of safety never stops. And now, the Safety FM podcast and broadcast with Dr. Jay Allen.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this fantastic Tuesday. Yeah, you know, hanging out on Tuesday is always important because that's the day that we do this show, not counting the day that we do it on Friday as well. But today is Tuesday, so we're getting to do our thing together. And here's the fun part. You know, there's always some things that are going on in our mind as we get to go in front of other people and talk and do this whole thing that we call safety. Now, the interesting part that I sometimes encounter with people is overcoming the fear of failure. And let's be honest, nobody likes to fail. The mere thought of living up to your own or others' expectations can send shivers down your spine. I mean, let's just be real. And that's how we like to do it here. We like to keep it as honest as possible. So what if I told you that you don't actually have to live with this feeling and that there is a way to overcome it? Yeah, I know. We're going to get into some of the psychological stuff today as we're talking about this, because I think it's going to make it a little bit easier as we can delve into some of these things. Now, hear me out real quick. I'm going to talk about this as we explore some strategies on how to overcome the fear of failure. And we're also going to discuss how to embrace failure and how it can lead to personal growth and success. So buckle up and let's dive into this not so fun but necessary journey, because I think that if we don't talk about it, what else are we going to do? Because that's the thing. We're constantly talking about how we need to embrace failure. So how can we do this? So what causes you to have this fear? Let's begin by talking briefly about the causes of the dreaded feeling, because some people don't know how to react when this actually occurs. The fear of failure is a common emotion that various factors can trigger. One of the most common causes is a person's past experiences of failure. For example, if you experience repeated failures in the past, you may become anxious about future losses. Just kind of the way that it goes. Another cause of this is societal pressures to succeed, which can lead to the fear of not meeting the expectations of others, which I kind of chuckle at those, because I mean, why would your expectations of yourself not be higher than the one of others? So similar fear or failure can also stem from your own perfectionism and high expectation that you have set for yourself. Sometimes fear of failure can also be linked to low self-esteem or the lack of self-confidence. Overall, the causes are complex and can vary from person to person, making it essential to address the root cause. Yeah, there we go with root cause of the fear of overcoming it. So what are the consequences? Because I think that this plays a factor into some of the stuff that we don't dive into from time to time. As you might have guessed, experiencing the fear of failure can have many negative consequences. One of the most significant consequences is that it can prevent you from taking risk and trying new things. And naturally, this can lead to missing out on opportunities for personal and professional growth, thus leaving you the feeling of regret and dissatisfaction. Let's also not forget the fear of failure can negatively impact your self-esteem and self-confidence, making it difficult for you to feel good about your accomplishments. And I think that a lot of us tend to struggle with some of that. In some cases, fear of failure can even lead to social isolation or withdrawal from activities that were once enjoyable. It becomes clear how important it is to address and overcome your fear of failure to lead to fulfilling and a successful life. But enough with the negative side of things. We are here to really talk about the positive side. So this next part that we're going to talk about will help us focus on strategies of eliminating. Yes, I did say that. Eliminating your fear. So what would be the strategies to overcome your fear? While overcoming any fear sounds extremely difficult, and believe me, I get it, it can be relatively a painless process with the right strategy and tools. Luckily, we have just the tips where you can use this battle as annoying personal demon and come out on top. So let's talk about the most important aspect that I'll tell you about, which is reframing failure. Yes, reframing your view of failure can be a winning strategy when it comes to overcoming your fear. Rather than seeing failure as a negative outcome or reflection of your abilities, reframing involves seeing failure as the opportunity for growth and learning. Now think about that. Opportunity of growth and learning. So by shifting the focus from negative aspects of failure to the potential positives, you can approach challenges and with more positive and growth-oriented mindset. Reframing can also help reduce the sad fear, if one may say so, as you can less likely to view failure as a personal failure or an indication of your self-worth. Instead, you can view failure as a natural part of the learning process and the opportunity to improve your skills and ability. So let me talk a little bit more about that, because I think that sometimes we tend to believe that people have made it to the mountaintop without failing. And that's really not the case. The case and the matter of the whole thing is we all fail in some way, shape, or form. Some of us talk about it, some of us don't, some of us learn, some of us sit there. And it's really how you take a look at this. So how do you challenge the negative? Often fear of failure stems from negative belief about what will happen if you fail. So for example, you may believe that failure will lead to a negative consequences or that you can't handle failure. And I get it. I understand people's thought process behind that. Challenging these negative beliefs involves questioning their validity, and this is done by considering alternative perspectives. Yes, and I did say alternative perspectives. By challenging negative beliefs, you can gain a more realistic and balanced view of the situations and reduce the intensity of your fear. And just as important of challenging the negative beliefs can help you develop a more resilient mindset and increase your confidence in handling difficult situations. By reframing negative beliefs about the outcome, you can start approaching challenges with a more positive and empowered attitude. So I'm sure at this point in your life, you've heard about this whole thing that people talk about called the growth mindset. So imagine if you started adopting the growth mindset and how vital it would become in overcoming your fear of failure. A growth mindset makes you believe that you can develop your ability and intelligence through hard work, dedication, and persistence. This mindset focuses on the idea that failure is a natural part of learning process and that challenges are opportunity for growth and development. By adopting a growth mindset, you can approach challenges more positively and be a little bit more resilient when it comes to it. You will then be less likely to view failure as a reflection of your ability or a permanent state, and more likely to see it as a stepping stone of your future success. Now think about that for a moment. That is a totally different way to take a look at that. So let me final thought this for you. Fear of failure is a natural emotion that can hold us back from achieving our full potential. But fear not. See what I did there? By embracing failure, reframing negative beliefs, and adopting a growth mindset, we can conquer our fears and achieve success beyond our wildest dream. And remember, even the greatest success in history were built on the foundation of failures. And I think that's what we seem to forget the most. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.